Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 21st, 2024. I'm Joe Anderko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last week's gridiron contest in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 3 games this Saturday. Three PAC teams, all of whom are receiving national top 25 votes, improved to 2-0 last week with impressive wins. Case Western Reserve set a new program record for victory margin with a 64-6 home win over Bethany. W&J rolled past Teal on the road 58-7, while Carnegie Mellon broke open a 14-7 game after three quarters with 27 unanswered fourth quarter points in a 41-7 win over Geneva. After a week one bye, Westminster captured its 2024 opener at home over Waynesburg 23-10, while St. Vincent improved to 1-1 with a 41-20 road victory at Allegheny. Defending PAC champ Grove City had the week two bye. PAC Player of the Week laurels went to Case senior quarterback Alex Fromberg on offense in week two with 243 yards and four passing TDs in the first half versus Bethany. St. Vincent sophomore safety Robbie Labuda on defense with two interceptions versus Allegheny, including a 40-yard pick six. And junior linebacker Colton Colucci of Allegheny on special teams with a 12-yard TD return after a botched snap to go along with 20 tackles versus St. Vincent. Top newcomer was Westminster freshman linebacker Aiden Fletcher with two sacks and a pair of forced fumbles versus Waynesburg. Week 3 features three night games, while Case Western Reserve has the bye. The marquee matchup is in Latrobe, where 1-1 St. Vincent hosts 1-0 Grove City at Chuck Knoll Field at 1 p.m. The Bearcats will face a number 9 nationally ranked Wolverine squad that has won 7 straight in the series, with the last St. Vincent win being a 57-32 shootout in 2016. Bearcat head coach Aaron Smetanka talks about his team's huge jump in performance from week 1 to week 2.
I think the main thing was just keeping a positive attitude throughout the process. I told the guys, hey, it's week one. You're playing a really good team. They're the top 25 program with W&J. And now we have to build from the corrections now going forward, make our corrections during the week. I think those guys had a great attitude throughout the course of the week.
Also nationally ranked is number 17 Carnegie Mellon, which looks to improve to 3-0 when the Tartans host 0-2 Bethany at Gesling Stadium in Pittsburgh at 7 p.m. CMU leads the series against the Bison 39-8 all-time, including a 41-7 road win in West Virginia a year ago. Tartan head coach Ryan Larson notes that despite the team's respective records and a heavyweight matchup with W&J just around the bend in week 4, no one at CMU is looking past the Bethany matchup.
I think it really gets down to one. I mean, you have to respect every opponent. You have to respect the game. You only get one chance a week to do this, you know, unlike other sports that may get multiple. And so you have to really respect, you know, that preparation piece of it.
Two teams looking for their first win of the season after tough early season schedules meet under the lights in Beaver Falls as 0-2 Teal travels to face 0-2 Geneva at Reeves Field at 7 p.m. The series dates back to 1899, with the GTs leading the all-time series with the Tomcats 32-11-3. Teal's last win over Geneva was a 21-14 final in 2012. Veteran Golden Tornado mentor Gino DeMarco previews the matchup against the Tomcats.
We're going to have to defend some things that we didn't have to defend the first 2 weeks. They're much better. I know they're probably hungry for a win. We can't concern ourselves with any team that we play, just how we respond. We'll get better.
In other Week 3 PAC action, 1-0 Westminster travels to Meadville for a 7 p.m. kickoff at Frank Fuhrer Field against 1-1 Allegheny. The series dates back to 1899, with the Titans hosting a narrow 26-25-6 all-time advantage, including a 27-17 home victory over the Gators in New Wilmington in 2023. Finally, 2-0 W&J travels to face local rival 0-2 Waynesburg at John F. Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. The Presidents have dominated the all-time series with their backyard rivals, winning 47 of 51 all-time meetings, including edging the Yellow Jackets 33-28 in Washington a year ago. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league info. You can follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Anderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.